Justice Podcast. I hope you are doing great and thank you for listening to me. If you are a regular listener, you might have noticed that for the last few months, I'm only sharing special episodes where I have interviewed some extraordinary people. I interviewed Mrs. Coleman, whose husband, Leonard Coleman, was wrongfully incarcerated by an Alabama court in USA, and Mrs. Coleman is fighting for her husband. She has launched a petition on change.org, and you can support them by signing their petition or taking further actions mentioned in their petition page. If you want to support them, please check out today's episode details where I've shared their petition link, including Mrs. Coleman's Instagram page link. Alright, I also interviewed Karen Cole about domestic violence, and we had a very effective conversation. If you want to raise Karen for any legal help in UK, including domestic violence related legal help, you can reach her immediately. I have shared her Instagram page link and website link in today's episode details. Karen is so easygoing and very friendly, while she's also very helpful to justice seekers. She helps litigants or justice seekers who can't afford solicitors' fees but want to get legal support within a budget. Karen can help you make any decisions by supporting and empowering you with the required information you need. She is such a nice storyteller and so much caring. I love the way she prepares her work and plans it for the best outcomes. In another special episode, I interviewed Professor Natasha Radcliffe Thomas from British School of Fashion, and we had a very interactive conversation on various aspects of sustainable fashion and diversity. We talked about racial and climate justice, Islamophobia, roles of fashion brands to combat environmental pollution, and more. She is a very popular academic staff of the university, and British School of Fashion is also a renowned fashion institution that collaborates with businesses and entrepreneurs to conduct research, reach their goals, including sustainability goals. This university is very keen to collaborate with brands to help them grow and reach their business goals. If you're an entrepreneur or business, you might contact them even if you are from outside the UK. I have shared the contact and website details of Professor Natasha Radcliffe and British School of Fashion in today's episode details. Very recently, I also interviewed Sina Parud, who is a brand and podcast strategist, and she works with brands to create brand awareness and achieve their goals. She could be very helpful for you, especially if you are from minority or marginal social groups. As a Muslim woman entrepreneur, she knows well how to achieve brand authenticity, how to treat the influencers, and how to reach your business goals as a woman entrepreneur or a business owner. You can reach her directly from her website page. I have shared her website link and other social media accounts in today's episode details. Sina can also help you promote your podcast and teach you how to grow as a podcaster even if you are an introvert. And yes, I'm going to record another very special episode for you, and this is really something unique since I will interview a man from USA who has been sentenced to prison for 40 years by the two separate courts in Mississippi, USA, for the same crime, and he will talk to me from the prison cell. Yes, I'm going to interview Sharon Edwards, who is a famous author by now, as he has published his autobiography on Amazon, detailing his experience and observations of life during his prison life since 2000. When he was only 23 and now he's almost 47. The American criminal justice system is totally broken, racist, and frustrating. Black people are very often convicted and sentenced to years behind the bars, even without any evidence and faults. Wrongful conviction is so much alarming in many states of USA. If you are from USA and want to take action against this broken justice system, please help these wrongfully incarcerated people and their families. They are suffering the worst and they really need our help of any kind. to stop doing that about my latest episodes, please follow and subscribe to my podcast and my YouTube channel. And lastly, I want to share some exciting updates about my work and my own fashion startup in London. In fact, today's bonus episode is designed to share these updates with you. You might already know that I have launched an online-based digital modest fashion brand, which is the first and only digital modest fashion brand in the world, and we're going to launch our 3D collection soon. But for now, we're going to drop our limited edition fashion NFTs tomorrow on our OpenSea account. If you're not familiar with blockchain technology, blockchain fashion, or NFTs, please check out my website page, OpenSea account page, and OpenSea website page to understand the terms. If you're an investor and NFT collector, please check out our drop tomorrow. I have shared my website link and social media links in the episode details, and so don't forget to follow my pages. And yes, my brand's name is Fashion Cools, and as a digital fashion brand, Fashion Cools is going to offer very exciting features for its consumers. You can buy and wear our NFTs, use them to dress your avatars for metaverse, gaming platforms, and other online platforms. You can also buy, wear, and trade our digital clothes and accessories that are backed by blockchain technology. Since my business is focused on sustainability, diversity, and women empowerment, we are offering digital fashion which will address the sustainability issues to a greater extent, since digital clothes are not made from fabrics, rather they are made from pixels. And most importantly, during and after the pandemic, life has changed. Our lifestyle has changed, and online presence is more important for us. Especially if you don't like to repeat your clothes, digital clothes can be very helpful for you, since you can buy those clothes within budgets and they will not pollute the environment like physical garments that go to landfills. Through my brand, I want to promote sustainability, diversity, and women empowerment, while I also aim to raise global awareness against objectification of women and girls. Objectification or self-objectification is very much alarming globally, and millions of people suffer from mental health issues due to the objectification or sexual vulgarity available on social media and other online and offline platforms. It's high time we have to act responsibly. Racial injustice is also very much alarming in the contemporary world, and especially Islamophobia is on the rise in Western countries. Muslim leaders, celebrities, women, hijab wearing women and girls are facing Islamophobic abuses online and in real life. This is just ridiculous, and we need to stop it. If we want a peaceful and sustainable planet for all, we have to ensure racial and environmental justice, respecting all people's human rights and social welfare. I'm going to finish today's episode, and I request you to check out my website and social media pages to join me tomorrow. Our NFT drop is a revolution in the fashion industry, I must say, since Fashion Cools is the first digital modest fashion brand and the first modest fashion brand to drop its NFTs. So join this revolution and help me reach my goals. You can also support my fundraising campaigns on GoFundMe or Crowdfunder UK, since I'm trying to raise startup funding for my upcoming 3D fashion collection. You will get all the links in my Instagram page and today's episode details. And yes, I'm going to be regular again, and from now you will be able to listen to me every Sunday as usual. I'll share my episodes of season 5, which is on English legal system. If you are a law student, especially from UK or any other countries, but you are studying English law, these episodes will help you understand the English legal system. So stay tuned and listen to my podcast wherever you are. You can also download my episodes and share my episodes or podcast on your social media pages. This is all for now. Thank you for listening to me. Stay safe, stay empowered, and raise your voice against injustice anywhere.